On our last day before Friday's meditation, we close our week of language discussing how we can use words to resolve conflict within our most important relationships. I have previously spoken about the 9 rules for conflict resolution. Now, in order to translate these to personal relationships, we must first have an agreement between those engaged in a conflict in a personal relationship that they agree on these 9 rules. Also, I suggest follow the 4 basic questions in any conflict. What am I observing? What am I feeling? What is the unfelt need? And how do I express or request the fulfillment of this need by being vulnerable, as long as I follow the 9 rules? You must first have an agreement that you want to resolve the conflict in a way that is beneficial to all in a partnership. And for doing that, you have to agree that you will follow the 9 steps. That's the first way of establishing common ground. And you also have to agree that you care for each other and would like to resolve the conflict. For those of you who are interested in embarking on this journey in more detail, I suggest you read a book called Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg. Once again, I suggest follow the 4 basic questions in any conflict. What am I observing? What am I feeling? What is the unfelt need? And how do I request the fulfillment of this need by being vulnerable, as long as I follow the 9 rules? Language has the power to heal and the power to shatter. But we humans have the ultimate power of choice. What words and what language we use with our most loved and most trying relationships will make your reality peaceful or not. Please join me to calm the mind and center your day with tomorrow's meditation.